Thanks, Bhupinder. So the talk I'm going to give today is a little bit of a follow-up to a talk that I gave on Monday related to some root work that we did at this site and another site. This particular presentation is only going to focus on one of the sites that was part of the large corn cap project that we had a number of years ago from Iowa State University. And so we've tried to pull quite a lot of that data together to take a look at it and try to look at assembling some nitrogen budgets. So the objective of our research was really to try to quantify and partition out nitrogen from the continuous corn that we had out there for two very specific conditions. One is under conventional drainage and one is under a controlled drainage situation. The image actually up at the top left there, let's see if we can get this. So this image up here is demonstrating a field that has controlled drainage in it. Ordinarily in our part of the world where we install subsurface drainage systems, there are parallel drain pipes running at equal distances all the way across the field. In this particular case, we actually had to go in and look at drainage systems in little zones in order for us to be able to actually capture and implement the controlled drainage practice. And I believe I've got a slide that'll kind of demonstrate about what that actually looks like. So there's a couple of images there. This is an image of that field that I had shown earlier where we've got four different zones in that particular field. We've got two zones up in this particular field. These are on a farmer's field anywhere from 15 to 30 hectares of land that we were looking at. The idea with the controlled drainage system, if you look down here at the bottom, is that we use a water level control structure as the outlet at the outlet of the field, and what we'll do is we'll manipulate that system during the course of the year to change the outlet level of that field in terms of raising and lowering the shallow water table that we have out there. And so under these conditions in this figure here, during the non-growing season, especially early in the year, we lower that water management ability in that field down to the drain depth so that we have ideal conditions, hopefully, for planting in the early part of the season. Then we manage that system within about 30 to 60 centimeters of the soil surface, depending on how high we want to raise that water level. In our case, we were at about 60 centimeters below the soil surface, and we're trying to capture any additional water and conserve water in the soil profile using this practice. We may, at harvest time, depending on what the weather conditions have been, we may need to drain some of that water from the profile in order to minimize any compaction in those kinds of situations for crop harvest. And then following that, we will, after harvest, we'll raise that water level up, or at least the stop logs in those control structures up to within 15 to 30 centimeters of the soil surface in order to capture any off-season water and reduce nutrient losses from those systems. Our experiment and the data that I'm going to show is mainly from the one field where we've got it split into two here. The right side of the screen is where we have conventional drainage, so that drainage is at the depth of 1.2 meters and the drain outlets as it normally would in an uncontrolled situation. The larger side of the field on the left side of the screen there, the drain depth is also at 1.2 meters, but we're using a water level control structure to actively manage that drainage system. We've been working at this particular site for about 13 years now, and the family farm has been in the family since about 1885, and they first tilled this site back in about 1918. This is some of the precipitation, the monthly precipitation, and then the long-term average in red there on the screen. You can see we've got a lot of variability. When you start looking at 12, 13, 14, and 15, you can start seeing that we had some periods of time where we had some rather dry conditions, and that did affect the crop yields. It affected the drainage and the nitrogen balance that we have out there. Part of the reason to show this is that we had a fairly severe drought in 2011, and that kind of continued on during the growing season over 12 and 13. When we start looking at some of the annual precipitation values, all these in red were below the long-term mean. Even though 11, 12, and 13 were relatively dry, we did have periods of time where you can see that we had very large amounts of precipitation coming during different periods. So I'm going to pull together essentially kind of summaries of lots of the data and not go into details on all of the different pieces, and then try to pull the end balance together toward the end. But when we start looking at the nitrate loads from our systems over this period of time, we start looking at the differences between the controlled and the conventional drainage. When we start looking at this, in nearly every year except for 2009, when it was quite low, the drainage out of the system, we have seen that the controlled drainage does reduce our nitrate losses coming out of the system, which is advantageous for us. In 2011, we had no flow from either one of the systems, and so we obviously don't have any data there. 2012, we did have drain flow coming out of our conventionally free drain system, but not our controlled drainage system. When we started looking at our greenhouse gas emissions, these were collected basically during the growing season from after thaw, just before planting through harvest. We've collected those essentially on a bi-weekly to weekly basis throughout the course of the growing season. There's a lot of detail that essentially kind of goes into taking some of these averages at the end of the season. And of course, with a 15-minute talk, I don't have time to go into the details of every aspect of what we did out there. But when we start looking at this, the differences between controlled and conventional drainage in 12, 13, 14, and 15 in grams per hectare per day, we often see that in these particular cases, the conventional drainage always had higher N2O emissions than our controlled drainage. Keeping in mind that we're keeping the controlled drainage side, we're trying to manage that to where there's water closer to the soil surface during the growing season when we're measuring. Again, 12, 13 were fairly dry years. We started getting a bit more normal in 14 and a little bit wetter in 2015. We also go in after all of the crop is off, and we'll take measurements in our fields. So in that first picture of the field where I highlighted the east and the west half of those fields, I should have pointed out there were a lot of little black dots on those fields. We have 48 georeferenced locations in those fields that we actually go back to, and we'd collect soil cores for looking at deep nitrate in those. And so when we started looking at those and we were comparing the controlled and the conventional drainage, although not statistically significant, the controlled drainage did have residual nitrogen that was slightly higher numerically than the conventional drainage in the 4 years that we actually are looking at that data. We also looked at the ammonium nitrate. Again, similar trend, although much, much lower values as we would expect at that time of year. So for looking at the inorganic nitrogen that was residual in the profile. Now, although the corn grain yield is obviously not part of the nitrogen balances, I think it's important to kind of take a look at, because when farmers are considering adopting controlled drainage or conventional drainage, they're really trying to think of a win-win situation, looking at an environmental benefit and potentially, because of the conservation of water, looking at a yield benefit. Mother Nature's in charge here, and so when we start looking at years like we had in 11, 12, and 13, which tended to be dry, we didn't see a lot of benefit in the yield department for the controlled drainage side, and that's pretty well borne out here. No statistically significant differences. 2013, we had a marginally higher yield, which is important to the farmer, but from a statistical standpoint, not really relevant. We started looking at the corn biomass nitrogen uptake, and here we did see some pretty big differences in 2012. Controlled drainage had more nitrogen uptake into the biomass at the end of the season compared to the conventional, and then the other years they were not significant. Grain N uptake, again, fairly similar here among all years and treatments, where there was marginally to no difference in nitrogen grain N uptake when we looked at that period of time for those two different treatments. So trying to take all of that data and compress it all down and start taking a look at, you know, what does the end balance look like at the end of the day. So what I did was I said, okay, we've got our inputs, our outputs, and we've got our residual nitrogen. So we've got the controlled on the left side here, we've got the conventional on the right. And then what we're looking at here on this right column is the percent change, and I'm using an arrow to indicate whether there was a decrease or an increase for conventional drainage compared to the controlled drainage. So of course, fertilizer and our estimates, so we are an NADP site, so we can look at our annual precipitation nitrate concentrations. And so those were pretty static over the course of those 2 years. When we started looking at the controlled drainage versus the conventional, there was about an 8% decrease in plant nitrogen biomass and for the conventional drainage. The N2O emissions, there were slightly higher for the conventional drainage numerically, but about 80% change for that. When we started looking at the drainage, there was about a 75% percent change for that, where there was more coming out of the conventionally drained, the controlled drainage. Grain N uptake, there was a 3.2% decline for the conventional. Statistically speaking, no difference there, but slight difference. And then when we started looking at the totals for the inorganic nitrogen at the fall period, there was about an 11% decline in that nitrogen from the conventional drainage. When we start trying to look at that balance and see and partition where all these things are going, the greenhouse gas emissions were a pretty small component, say, compared to the drainage losses here. And so when we start looking at some of those differences, we start looking at the fact that there was a lot more nitrogen lost in that conventional system from the drainage component at the end of the day. So when we're looking at why farmers might do this, they're really looking at adopting controlled drainage to conserve water, and it has the potential benefit of a yield advantage, and it always has in our data, unless we've got a drought, an environmental advantage. And the data from this particular site showed that there was more N conserved under the controlled drainage system than the conventional. Like I say, we always see that environmental benefit, and there was a very marginal yield benefit over the course of those 4 years for what we saw. And that's my last slide. I've got a lot of people to thank and acknowledge our funders for helping out with get this research going. So, do I have time for a question? Okay. Yeah. Jorge? Yeah, so one of the things that we're thinking, we have soil moisture data with this from near the surface all the way down to a meter, and one of the things that we're thinking about is that when we start looking at this, because we're not measuring N2 gas, part of the thing that we're thinking about is that because we've wetted up the profile more thoroughly toward the surface, that we're getting better denitrification, so it's going to N2 versus N2O, so we're getting a bit more imperfect denitrification on the conventional side compared to the controlled. Of course, trying to measure N2 is really for us impossible, but that's our hypothesis, why it happens. So, thanks.
Carl, if you have a quick question, then
I can take
that.
Carl, yes.
So even in your dry years, you never got a good response.
No. We have had... Well, some of it is well, it's always timing of water for controlled drainage where we live compared to where you guys are in North Carolina. You know, you're much wetter than we are, and our, you know, our soils freeze in the wintertime, so we've got some different things going on.